Are you ready for a boost this Q4 for your Amazon business? I have just the answer. It's called The List. Yep, that's it. The List. It's a premium sourcing service brought to you by Andy Slammons, where you get quality, actionable inventory from real sellers. These are million-dollar-plus sellers who bring you the finds in real time. Oh, and by the way, they're buying them themselves. Bring your business to the next level with The List. There are a few openings, but it's capped at 100, and they're so close, but you still can get in if you sign up now at thelistishere.com, thelistishere.com. Oh, and make sure you tell Andy I sent you.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 165, A Goose Peronto, The Goose. Young Gun, number 3 interview in my series, my update on the Young Guns, the Young Cannons, as I'm starting to call them, because you know, they have just killed it again this year. And they did it collectively. That's the coolest part, right? This wasn't a one person hit it out of the park. This was a group effort. And they did it and they celebrated it together. That's what makes it so cool. And I think that that's what most of us really want to desire. You want to fit in. You want a group of people you can assimilate with. And Goose is a good example of it. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about that because, you know, how fortunate is he? But, you know, again, I have to remind him sometimes is that he gives a lot too. And I think that's the lesson, right? I mean, I think, you know, we all have to remember that to get, you have to give. And I think he's a great example of it. Let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. And I'm doing my Young Gun series. And the Goose is in the house. A Goose Peronto, Goose, as he's affectionately known, is here. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Really excited to be here.
You know, it was about a year ago we talked. Do you realize that?
No. I just turned on my Skype and see, man, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time. Hey, it's just amazing to me. You're episode number 59, and that's where you can go and hear Goose's background information. You know, there's a lot of you got a great story, and now you're a year wiser. I mean, the year flew, did it not?
Yeah. I couldn't believe. Right now it's January. I'm bored out of my mind now.
Yeah, you killed it last year. Now, you didn't win the Young Gun Challenge, did you?
No. I finished probably third. But it was fun. I mean, we always tease and, you know, push each other like in daily basis, man. You know, blast to be in that group. It's just, it's crazy. It's, you know, I consider them as all good friend of mine right now. Even in my in my daily non FBA friend.
Right. Your personal
never
life.
Never been this open. Never been this close. You know, I mean, like, we pretty much share not only just the FBA sales, like everybody else's belief. It's just like, you know, life. You know, it's been amazing.
Has that changed you as a person?
Oh, definitely.
In what way?
I mean, you can see the maturity of the conversation get sometimes, you know. I mean,
well, and the immaturity. I've been with you guys. There is an immaturity too, for sure. But seriously, now go ahead.
It's been, I mean, look at Dwayne and Matt. You know, they both surfed. It just totally changed my mind about, you know, the people that serve our country before
military,
you
know, right?
Always ask. I have a cousin in West Coast that I could actually had a conversation with Matt the other day, and I'd be like, hey, man, I mean, you know, my cousin want to be in the armed forces, on the army. Which one do you recommend? Like, you know, things like that. Something
right.
Like I can bounce idea off of without being reluctant or without being shy about anything else. Because I know, you know, if I need something from him, he would give me like a straight answer. You know what I
right.
mean? Hey, don't do this. That's stupid, you know. And the same thing, like, he has a brother that's about to go to Indonesia. He called me the other day and was like, man, I need all of the 411, anything, 611, anything that you need to know about Indonesia. And like, absolutely. And, you know, give him a call. You know, some little small things like that.
But that's a big deal.
You know?
Those are big deals in your life, though, right? Those are big distractions that he alleviated for you and vice versa. And that makes your life better.
Yeah, I remember, I think a couple months back, you know, we had a loss in the family, and I just chat up KIB and, you know, ask for her opinion or how did you get through, how, why it happens like the way it did, and how do you get through it and all that stuff. You know, this stuff, you can't make this stuff up, man. I mean, the answer was really helpful. You know, she was just, you know, trying to keep us out of jail or something.
Yeah, I just hope people understand this, because these collective sellers probably sold just a little under $20 million this last year collectively. Collectively competitive against each other, want to beat each other, yeah. Right? Just to, for bragging rights, yet mm-hmm. have a much deeper relationship. And, you know, I don't know how many friends most people have, but friends, most people's friends are really generally acquaintances, not the people that Correct. You can call to go and deal with real life issues. These are intimate relationships. And I know it's kind of corny talking like this as guys, but it's true. Men need it too, that deep relationship, and there's nothing wrong with it. And I think the older you get, you realize that's all that really matters, is the relationships in your life. And if you don't have them, you're going to have regrets. And so to me, you know, I'm not envious, because that's a negative term. I'm in awe. You know, I have some amazing relationships. I'm so fortunate. And most of them really have come from this business. So I'm very fortunate in the same way. But let me tell you, you have to give. You put out some, you know, you put out a lot for that relationship, don't you, personally?
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like giving, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
It just, you hit a nail on the head right there. We're all competitors, right? Mm-hmm. We do. But at the same time, we are striving to help each other too, you know, and that comes like naturally, to be honest with you. It's not something that I, oh man, you know what, I'm going to help you, but I need something in return. Hmm. No, it never crosses my mind like that. And it's not only about the group, to be honest with you. I mean, I have a lot of conversation with other sellers, you know, many, many wonderful people that I met through conferences and, you know, just Facebook in general. But My tune has always been the same. Whenever you ask me a question, I'm not going to just take it and not giving back something. You know, I will try to give back. And I have a lot of stuff that I don't know, too. We never stop learning. And I always ask them, you know, the kind of question that make me struggle. And they help me, too. You know, so why would I expect to give something in return? If that is the you know, that is the goal of all of this, you know, going back and forth with conversation and stuff.
When you give, you get, right? If you give, and it's actually, like you said, you give without expectation, you end up getting, right? Just naturally.
Just naturally, yeah. Without even just asking, it just come out there, you know? It's just why, you know, getting a relationship with other sellers, it's very important, because, you know, once you strike that comfort zone and you know, oh, this guy's awesome, like, you know, they're going to help you, and you're going to help them.
And you're going to need help.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm not going to be able to, you know, rapidly be what I am right now without the help of others, period, you know? Hmm. No way.
Have you ever found that elsewhere in your life, where you're able to develop these deeper relationships this easily, yet, you know, there's a competitiveness still? I mean, have you ever found that in any other parts of your life, or anybody of your friends?
It's funny that you asked me that. Just yesterday, I was having a conversation with my wife for dinner, and I was like, you know what? Our group is awesome. You know, it's just that not only our group, but this business in general is just generating so many friendships over the course of what? I've been doing this 2 years now full time, right? Mm-hmm. Like literally been in you know, knowing each other since last time I met you at Baltimore. That was my first conference, man.
Oh, wow. That was two years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my first conference. Remember, Greg Purdy Momentum Conference, 2015, April. Mm-hmm. So that just blew my mind. Like how short of a time, you know, that I basically know a lot of friends right now that I can call them friends, truly.
Right.
You know,
and you could ask for something if you needed something, they would be there absolutely. For you.
Absolutely, yeah. And right now, it's within the graph, you know, just Facebook messaging people. and they'll be like, oh man, this is great, this is not great, and you know, opinion and stuff like that. Not necessarily sharing a polo, but just help you to grow your business. You know, but they're generally just very nice people. I'm telling you, I talked to my wife the other night, and she was like, how can you have so many friends right now that you basically didn't have, what, 14, 15 years ago when you first came to the country? It's like, beats me. It's amazing.
Well, you know? I will tell her that it's your personality and your giving personality, although she knows that she married you, right? And now you did marry up. I will say that. You did marry up for sure. But it's true. I mean, your generous personality, you attract those people who are similar. You know, it's funny, you know, in talking with Matt and talking with Mitchell or Harvey, it's the common conversations. It's like I can talk to each one of you and I know what you're going to say because I just talked to the other one. And it's so, to be there for a couple years in that deep of a relationship, I think that's what people need to understand. You invest time in that relationship. You spend time with them, right? You travel together or you meet up or whatever. And that's important. And somebody, Matt and I were talking about conferences. How important do you feel that conferences or shows, trade shows or whatever, where you get to go see other sellers? How important has that been for you?
First conference that I went to was Baltimore. And that just totally changed my whole business, you know, because now I get to see what other people experience in the other, in, you know, in their businesses, and that just blew my mind. And then
In what way did it blow your mind? What did it do for you? Did it? Because I want people to understand. Because I saw somebody, and what kind of bothers me, somebody posted, "Hey, what was the ROI of going to ASD? What did it do? You know, what was the return of investment for your business?"
My first ASD was actually my first trade show ever. I never been to, you know, this smallish conferences around the country. Well, I heard from Matt and Todd that ASD is like the kingpin of all the trade shows. It's right there. If you can't go to small events, you go to this one and you learn a lot. So I went there. The first one was kind of like taking a back seat, you know, just look at how they find suppliers and how they, you know, talk the jargon with the wholesalers or liquidators. But, you know, for the second one, I kind of like learned already, you know, what needs to be asked.
So you could actually ask those questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we actually divided and conquer the second time.
So here's a fair statement. Tell me if this is correct. Your first ASD, if it looked on paper, there was no return of investment, right? You didn't make any money because of it. You didn't this and that. That's what it looks like on paper. But in reality, you got an education.
Correct.
There's no ROI on that right away, right? That's the investment, and that's what I want people to understand. You can't go and sit on a bump on a log at these things and think you're going to benefit and then go home and complain, "Well, that show sucked." I just was at a small show, and it was, you know, you get to see other sellers, and you get to spend time with them, but you got to put yourself out there.
So many values I got out of that. I mean, just from the networking alone that, you know, we had from dinner and stuff, you learn so many stuff. You know, even when a lot of people are complaining like, "Man, I don't think that I am going to enjoy another trade shows." It's like, why? Yeah, because it's overwhelming. You know, like so many things, like, yeah, it is. It looks like daunting. But, you know, once you keep asking, you go there, you know, second, third or fourth, then if you can't get value out of it, there's something wrong.
Right.
But, you know, just go network with people, you know, like they come up and offer the following day, you go source together, walk the floor together, you learn something, you know.
Yep.
I mean, I go to all of these conferences and trade shows, I don't expect to walk the floor by myself, you know. I mean, I would walk the floor with everybody else and learn along the way. You know, there's always something you can learn.
You know, I hope people get that. I hope they really understand that you can't put a dollar value on that. Yes, it's expensive, yes, but let me tell you, you're going to be, you know, Matt talked about that you go to these events and everybody's happy. When you go to these events where your work, you know, where your company sends you when you were working in your you know, day job, those people weren't happy. You go to the events, these events, you know, think about that. We were together in Orlando. I think everybody was pretty happy at that event. Oh, Chris yeah, Green's definitely. Event. That was amazing, right?
Adult beverage or not, everybody was smiling.
It was, but I'm just saying, everybody was having fun, and yet we're all competitors. You don't see that in many businesses. That's what you get when you go to these conferences.
Funny that you mentioned that, Steve, because, you know, what I did for a living before was I was managing restaurant, server, bartender, and the whole, you know, all of that jazz. And I remember we went to two conferences, okay? One of them were about food and service, and the other one was completely about wine. All liquors, man. All of these beverages, adult beverages involved. But, man, I did not get even the slightest joy out of that conference. You know, I mean, I did not even looking forward to go, but with all of these conferences and trade shows that we can get together, man, I'm so looking forward to it. Like, hey, when's the next one?
It's exciting. I think once somebody does it and then participates, you just can't go and attend and then just leave. I'm an old man and these guys keep me up way too late. I drink light beer, so I'm like a wuss, and I have maybe one or two too many sometimes, but the conversations are so deep, but you've got to put yourself out there. So, you know, I try to sneak a nap in, I try to get whatever I can so I can stay up so late, because that's when the enjoyment happens. That's when the conversations happen, and that's when you get to find out that, wait, a goose who's sold millions of dollars still struggles? Wait, I thought everything would be unicorns and rainbows.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, maybe I don't feel so bad. You mean he had those challenges too? How did you get past them, right? That's the stuff that can happen. And man, I just hope people get that. Let me ask you this question. You had a great year last year, but you had an incredible year this year. What would you say was the biggest thing? If you had to make one statement, one thing that really took your business and made it do as well this year, in 2016, that is, versus 2015, what would you say that was?
Outsourcing more and pushing myself further. And I think the third one, which is also as crucial as number one and two, is correcting mistakes early on. I used to be the biggest procrastinator. You know, I always put some stuff off way too long.
Could you give me an example?
Yeah, like repricing, for example. You know, I know we all use a prep center, and for me, I do not outsource pricing at all. You can list my stuff, you can send my stuff, but I don't want you guys to touch all of the pricing because I have to decide myself. Even with my wife, you know, I let her do all of the back-end shipping, everything, creating SKUs and everything, but not repricing. I want them to reprice high up, so when it gets there during Q4 especially, I will know what the market can bear. What's the buy box price right now? If this is a short supply, it's going to run out. I want to keep my price high, so I want to get the prettiest dollar out of my inventory. So I used to be very lazy about that. Every time I see a performance notification on top, for the listing deactivated because of a pricing error,
right?
I don't usually taking care of it right away. Not this year. I was on top of it because I realized that if you don't,
it won't sell.
Yeah, it's not gonna sell because you will never be in that range of the buy box. And I also realized that there is a problem with the prepping, or if there is a employee that don't know what they're doing, I usually put it off too. I don't correct it right away, but I'm always on top of everything right now. I check every single shipment that goes out. How do they prep it? You know, with the box content info. This year, I stay on top of it because they tend to make a mistake on doing this. We, you know, using a scan power, box T, and then inventory lab come up with a new box content info. There's always a discrepancy there. You know, I care on very micro. I don't like micromanaging, okay? But I have to. This time around, I have to. Because, you know, this Q4, I really took a significant helps. I have another helper that came in usually just part-time, but I wanted to give him more hours, and he could do that. My main helper, I give him more hours too. I sat down and talked with Jesse in the prep center in Delaware, with Matt and Todd, making sure that everything is going to up and running well, you know, get another extra driver to drive the stuff there and going back and forth. So all of that little things matters right now. I usually put it off until the last minute, not this year.
That's a pro tip there, buddy.
Took care of it since August. Since back to school, AST, I went back home beginning, beginning of September. And I just wrote down all of my goals. This is what I'm lacking last year, and I need to fix this. And then I lined up all of the capitals too.
Well, where did you find the time? What did you cut out to give you the time so you could do that?
I don't sleep till 5 o'clock every morning.
Well, no, but I mean, still, you had to give up something, right? There had to be a cost. Because what you said was this stuff became a priority for you, which I think is smart. Dude, I think you're right on, because you had little leaks in your boat. You fixed the leaks, right? You did that yourself. Yeah. But you had to give up something. What I'm looking for you to say is, hey, I gave up some less valuable stuff. It might still have value, but it wasn't my priority. That's what I'm looking for. So do you have any of those?
Pretty much. I realized it early on. Like, I need something to trade off. But this year, I'm really... Like, you remember my story, when I first started FBA, I basically told my wife, I'm not going to be able to do it if you don't give me your blessing. Mm-hmm. I did the same thing too with this year. You know, I told my wife,
interesting. Like,
how far do you want me to take this? And I did last 2014, when I first started, I basically took off for a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I proved it to her. So this year, I made my August, back to school August, as my training ground all over again. So when I first started FBA, I took off for a month and I sold close to $70,000 just by myself, shopping like crazy. So this year I told my wife, you want to go vacation, right? Yeah. So we're going to hit LA, because I haven't seen my family member for a long time. We're going to hit ASD for a week, staying there with my, doing all of the Vegas attraction and whatever, and then we're going to drive to LA, we're going to go to San Diego. So basically I'll be out for almost 3 weeks, okay? But I told her that this is going to be awesome if we can hit the number without me touching all of the stuff and without me going sourcing all the time, because still RA is still a big part of my business. So he said, okay, that's fine. So I work like crazy during July. I set up everything. I trained my helper, you know, and the prep center is already up and running there. I actually sold close to what I sold in December last year, 2015. That was in August.
Wow.
With 3 weeks away, without me touching the stuff, you know, just doing light repricing and that stuff. But all of the operation were totally hands off. That just blew my mind. And then when September rolled in, I was like, honey, we're going to have one more month before we hit the October, November, December, Q4. So I proved to you that, hey, without us being in the business, we can actually get crazy numbers. Because I know that for a lot of people, if you hit it right, seasonal could be really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know one of the big mega sellers that only does seasonal wholesale. Only seasonal wholesale. He does not do anything else except, I mean, the wholesale, he does not do it unless it's seasonal, you know, $2 million a year, easily. But he goes crazy during seasonal wholesale. He gives it all. And if I look at it correctly, that is like mini Q4. Back to school is essentially is a mini Q4.
That's right.
If you can plan it right. So I was happy that I hit that number without me being involved a lot on August. And I said, let's replicate this. You know, let's take what worked. And let's not push the stuff that does not work.
Okay. So wait, stop right there. So you're saying let's take what worked and make it better and focus on that, not what wasn't working.
Correct.
That's like the 80-20 rule. That's like a big deal. So again, I want to say it again. You're saying take what's working and go all in. This is Gary V talking right here. Yeah. Go all in, do more of that, period. Don't go trying to fix the broke stuff because it doesn't work. Fix the good stuff and 10x it or whatever, as Grant Cardone would say, right? Get all those things going. Dude, oh, God, give me the chills. I love it. I love it now because it's so smart.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you matured. My son, you have grown. My son, you have grown. It's just so cool to see.
Education, man.
And you did celebrate. What's cool to me is that you took your wife and you guys celebrated. I think that's such a big deal. All right.
You work hard, I play hard, Steve.
Yes, you do. All right. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about 2017. What you're going to do. Because it's funny, I look back to what we talked about a year ago, and you did it, and you put it in place. I'm interested to see what you want to do in 2017. We'll be right back. You know, it's so easy when you get a sponsor for the show and you use their services, and I do. It's Karen Locker's Solutions for E-Commerce. solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum will get you 10% off right now. I've been using her for, I guess it's been a year and change since I first interviewed her. Hired her pretty much right after the show because I'm like, I need everything you're talking about. I've got problems with stranded inventory. And guess what? I had lots of problems with stranded inventory last year as the restrictions were coming through. Boom, she'd fix it. If there's an issue with the photo, fixed. All that kind of stuff. I get refunds now. They just show up. Hey, you know, we're replying to your cases. Here's your refund. My feedback. I don't have to fix my own feedback anymore. It's automatically done. And I see the notes coming through. I still once in a while get an email from Amazon saying, hey, you have some stranded inventory. I send it to her. And most of the time, it's already been dealt with and fixed. But let me tell you, being a single operator, my wife and I, this just takes so much off our plate. I can't say enough about it. It's Solutions for E-Commerce, the number four, solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum to get 10% off her services. Be sure you tell her I sent you. solutionsforecommerce.com. Man, is he humble or what? He's such a great guy. I mean, if you have not met him, if you have not spent time talking with him at one of these events, you are missing the boat. You know, you've got to go up and talk to these people. These are real generous people who want to talk. They like talking. They're good people who are generally interested. But just don't go up and suck information. Go up and talk, you know, contribute. So anyway, I think he's such a great guy. And I think, you know, I love his perspective and I love his philosophy. I want to master something. I really want to do this really well. I'm not going to jump forward. I'm definitely not the risk taker some of the other guys are. You know, some of the other guys have that personality. They're willing to make big jumps and take a lot of risk. Goose is not that way, and he's doing things on his terms. And I think that that's the other part of the group that works. He can do it at his level, and I think there's a great lesson there. Let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back, and we're talking with the Goose, young gun number three, the Goose, a Goose Peranto. Man, you do have one of the most positive outlooks of anyone, too. I think did you always have that?
You, Joy Packard, right?
Yeah, love you, Joy.
It shapes, you know, what happened. What did you say exactly? You were training for this all your life?
One thing leads to another. It's all your life, things have been pushing you that way, and you might have fought against it, you might have rebelled, right, or whatever, mm-hmm. but they prepare you for that next step.
Yep, that's pretty much what happened in my life, to be honest with you. So, you know, this is really like a walk in the park. A lot of people say, man, you're working crazy hours. Like, I mean, how do you determine crazy? It's like, you know, like, what, 60, 70 hours a week doing this? Like, no, it's not crazy. To me, it's not. Because, you know, if you compare it with my previous job before, that was crazy hours.
Well, you know, thinking about, I've been an executive in many different companies for a long time. You realize how many birthday I missed from my kids? We were on vacation and they called me back, flew me back for a crisis. Right. I think back about all those things that we gave up so I can have an incredible career. And, you know, and I'm only a small potato. You think about some of these executives, 60, 70 hours is nothing, you know, where they're spending a day traveling just to get somewhere and then 4 days on this and then back. No, I'm with you. I think it's a perspective issue. Unfortunately, some people don't have perspective. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was thinking back to what you said about the Greg Purdy's Momentum Conference. And, you know, you saw what others can do. I like to describe it this way. The boundaries that you had, the self-imposed boundaries that you had, that we all have, they were expanded because you saw other people were just like you and they were able to do it. And then all of a sudden those boundaries kind of moved out, right? And they got bigger and bigger, further away from you. And so you realized, you know what, I could do more. And then magically you did more, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, don't keep counting, and, you know, planning is very important, you know, but, you know, writing goals, like, be clear about your goals and try to meet them or you know, exceed them is important. But, you know, don't just get tied up with the whole process that you forget to enjoy life. You know, I mean, people has been asking on Facebook lately, like, well, how do you, or what do you consider as a mega seller?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I saw that. Because I use the term, and everybody, it bothers people that I use that term. And it's too bad. It's my show. I'm going to do it. I know what it is.
It is. To me, it's all about perspective. You're right. But at the same time, you know, you have to cherish what you can trade off with all of that time you now be able to provide for your family. You know, I mean, that's, to me, it's, you cannot buy that with money. Being able to provide for your family and actually be able to spend time with them, that's just blew me away, man. That's, you know, I got hooked the first time I realized that, you know, I did eBay before, and all of my time is actually spent on packaging and going to the post office all the time. With the FBA, that you don't have to touch the stuff, it's going to give you a lot of freedom. Not only did I see the potential of outsourcing time, but spending that time also with the family.
On more valuable things.
Absolutely, and more valuable things. And
not watching TV, not doing this. Yeah. Actually seeing your family, being with your family. Oh, dude. You're like Weed Hopper in the old Kung Fu movies, who has figured out these things. I mean, it's very, you're maturing in your business. Are you maturing in your relationships too? I mean, because of this, the time that you're putting into your relationships, are they maturing?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. Not only with my, my wife, but, you know, with my parents as well. Now that I'll be able to spend time with them, and
that's a cool thing.
Now that they're involved with the business, sometimes when they want to help out, you know, they just want to be helpful to us. And, you know, now that I'll be able to provide that, hey, my dad is going out of town. I mean, going to the stores, for example, and they'll be like, I saw you bought this last time, right? Yeah, I saw that in your place. Hey, I saw a lot of this, and this is the price. He took a picture of everything, man. He sent it to my
phone. That's awesome.
It's like, okay, dad, you have enough money to cover it? Don't worry about it. I'll buy everything. How many do you want? You know, that kind of stuff. You know, brought it here. And sometimes when he knows that I'm still out of town sourcing, and my mom next day is going to call, hey, your dad has, you know, like 3 cases of this in his back of his car. You want me to prep for you? Like, she can do that kind of stuff, you know. It just,
that's really a deep relationship. That's not a superficial, oh, I love you, dad. This is a real, hey, you know, he's helping you. He's, oh, dude, I love it.
My country, think on August, right? Went back to my country without asking me anything. And he came back one full suitcase of PL sample, private label sample from my country.
Are you kidding?
I got everything lined up for you, son. This is the price. This is what I got it from. This is how much it's going to cost you to ship it with 3 different carriers. He got it all figured out, down to the, you know, all of the pennies and everything. I was like, you didn't call me about this? I was like, you know, if I call you, you'll be like, eh, just take a little bit of sample this. You're going to be a chicken. So I don't want you to be a chicken. I want you to bring the whole thing to you so you can see what the variation of this kind of product. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And now I'm in the work to make the packaging right now with the company in Indonesia.
But when that happens with your dad, the pride, he's going to stand taller. I mean, those are life events, man. Let me tell you, are things that, I mean, these are moments that you'll never ever get again. Incredible.
I guess it's in their blood. They were entrepreneurs before, you know. So I guess right now, since they're retired, they still have that connections or whatnot.
Plus they see it in you, and they see you excelling at something. That's a pride. As a dad, you know, I've got 2 boys. It's so, when my sons excel at something, I feel like a little bit invested in it. And so, man, that's a cool story. So what are you going to do different this year? I get that you really started working on some things. Are you going to try and grow the business exponentially like you have been?
No, Steve.
Okay.
Last time we had a question in the group, in our group. And funny thing, all four of us, we answer the same thing. Nah, I'm not trying to grow. I will do the same thing this year. I'm not trying to grow.
Matt said it really well. He's like, look, Matt was like, it'll grow on its own naturally because of the steps that I've taken or whatever. I'm going to let that go, yeah. But I'm not going to chase growth. Is that you too?
Yeah. That's going to be me too. Because I think there is still a lot of people that are still baffled with me or with us still hitting RA like crazy, you know, mm-hmm. despite all of the possible suspension or whatever with the brand. You know, I'm always against growing up too quickly. I'm always against that, you know. Master one thing and master it well before you move on to the next thing, right? For me, RA is natural. Like I told you, because of that, many reasons of, you know, getting the product right away, you ship it right away, minimum investment, but you can get a lot of returns if you know what you're doing and you hassle every day. Buy, ship. To me, you can't beat that. And if a lot of people cannot understand this is the most quickest and easiest way to grow your business and get more capital, I don't know what else to say. You know, to me, all of this wholesale and private label stuff, of course, it's great. Of course, it is the way to do business. You don't think I know that? I do. But I don't want to go and go cross to that level if I can't master this one thing. Because let's face it, since, you know, 1800 until right now, there is always a gap in the marketplace. You know, this country is so big in capitalism, there is no way that the store is not going to liquidate the stuff and you can't find any gap between the prices. You know what I mean? If you can master that and be good at it, you can always have something to fall back on if nothing else fails.
Yeah, the other somebody said was that the beauty, if you do that well, that also gives you the funds to invest in these other businesses, wholesale or private label, right? Rather than, because most companies, and look at Sears is a good example, right? Yeah. They are so over leveraged, right? Their CEO just put another $900 million into it, but they just sold the Craftsman line. They only have three really strong lines, right? Kenmore, Craftsman, and what's the other one? I'm drawing a blank on it. But they just sold the one. Die Hard might be the other one I'm thinking of. But they're giving away, I mean, let's face it, and they have no choice. They need the money. But they've given away their strength, their unique selling proposition, as Dan Miller would call it, their USP. They're giving that away because they sold their souls to the banks, right? They had no choice. That's the risk with leveraging yourself so much.
Yeah, because they grow, you know, they probably had all the money and everything, but they just didn't pivot or adjusted to the climate change of, you know, basically online retailing is taking their space and taking their sales, but they didn't adjust, you know. I mean, it couldn't happen to anybody. Can happen to us online retailers too.
Oh, no question. Well, what are you pivoting in? So you're changing your model this year, or you're not chasing growth? What are you chasing then?
I have to automate more. I have to pull myself out of the business because, you know, if I want to put myself in the position of doing more wholesale, I'm not going to do it, you know, like half. I have to give it my all. So I have to take time into it. But at the same time, if I don't have anybody that can, you know, basically shop for me or do the OA for me to sustain my business at the same level that I'm right now, then, you know, I can't grow.
Okay. You'd end up retreating, right? You'd end up shrinking in essence, really, right? That's what would happen.
I expect a little shrinking, but not by many, not by much. You know, so I gotta have infrastructure to set that up first right now, and I think I already have it. You know, I just need to train them more. You know, give them a little bit more liberty to buy wider. You know, and be on the do more OA. You know, for more stores, or you know, hit more sales and stuff like that. But I definitely need to pull myself out of the business more. I'm not gonna, you know, even if I want to, I don't want to go to doing, you know, 30, 40 hours a week just be on the store and stuff right now anymore. I can't do that. If I do that, then I'm not going to be able to work on the other stuff in business.
Right. You're working on your business, not in your business. Right. I love it. Right. Love it.
I wanted to pivot like last year, Steve, you know, But then I was thinking again, that might be a wise decision to do that. Let's just wait until 2016 is finished and just kill it. Give everything I have. And, you know, 2017 rolls in. And then, you know, we'll talk about something else after that.
You're in a position to.
Yeah. I'm glad that we did that.
Would you, are you planning on working on your health and your personal mental health this year?
I actually run more. I'm not a gym nut, you know, like I don't go to gym and work on the weight and stuff. I just need to run, man. I just jog, you know, usually if I'm lazy, like usually once a week. But lately I've been able to push myself to actually run twice or three times a week.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, just jog. As long as I get my heart rate up and I'll be good. You know, that is not going to change. I don't eat like crazy. Even if I eat a lot, usually, you know, I don't get fat or I don't get, you know, I enjoy food, but I'm not crazy eater like everybody else.
Yeah, I'm guilty as charged. How about your mental health? What are you going to do on your mental health? What are you thinking about this year?
I'm not going to change a lot. You know, every day I always make sure that I have enough entertainment. You know, since I have a baby, you know, my daughter, that's enough entertainment for me. And she's been very handful lately too, man. You know, but every day, man, I mean, listening to your podcast has been entertainment enough for me. And that's been amazing. If I have to go out of town or out of state, you know, that would be like, you know, hearing two or three interviews, that'll be enough. You know, and then go home sometimes just like an hour or an hour and a half, just watching TV shows, just catch up with it. You know, I have a DVR. That's more than enough for me.
That's enough for you.
I'm happy. Yeah.
You know what I appreciate is you, like the other, young cannons, I'm calling you guys, aren't young guns anymore. You've matured past that. You guys really are cannons because you really have shot the business. I mean, it really is amazing to me, you know, the consistency I'm hearing from each of you. And I expected nothing less, but it's just so cool to me to be sitting on the sidelines watching you all mature through there, and your relationship stays strong, if not gets stronger, because of your investment in it. And that's the lesson. You're not takers. You're all givers. And guess what? You all benefit. There's a lesson. I just hope people understand, a goose gave one more bolo than everybody else, so we better catch up. There's none of that stuff in your group. And to me, that's what makes it work. You know, I'm thinking about, where do you see yourself in the next few years? I mean, do you think you can keep up this pace? Because we've already said you've never found anything you've enjoyed this much, right? Ever.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Yeah. I mean, this is your thing, right? This, you have figured out your thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what do you see yourself in the next few years, Goose?
Trying to have more of a steady business, you know, like getting more relationship with the direct manufacturer.
Okay.
Or distributors, you know, that last year it was great. Like I could totally see the appeal of building a brand and just build one good relationship and take it even further, you know, like basically work with your suppliers. Not only you have to be able to tell them that you can help build their business. Not right. only, hey, I just want to buy something for you. Send me invoice, I'll pay it, and then that's the end of it. It's not going to work that way. You know, I'm looking for a longer relationship built with anything, really. You need to be able to take that to the next level, you know? Even with RA, with store managers, you know what I mean? Just that relationship is going to come back tenfold if you nurture it. I can see, and I want to do that for 2017 and beyond. You know, building a brand, private labeling stuff and building a brand. That's also something that I'm really, really interested in learning. So I guess
you're not going to learn it until it's when you master it, right? When you finish mastering. I mean, I think that's a lesson that I take from you, is that, you know, that stuff's good, but right now I want to finish this and master this, take myself out of it. Now I can get to the next thing and give it the attention it deserves. I think that's a very powerful statement.
That's the whole goal, is to never let go of the stuff that you were good at, of the stuff that you learned before. You know, once you learn it and you can find helper to automate it, then you can learn the next stuff. You can learn the next stuff, you know. that way your growth is not going to be is going to keep moving forward.
Dude, you just blew my mind, you know, the maturity that, you know, I mean, it's funny thinking back to 2 years ago, like you said, when we met, to where you are now. It's just watching it. It's just, I'm in awe, but I also see the effort. You know, I don't want anybody else to think this is easy. It's not. You put a lot of effort into it in the work, but you also put a lot of effort into your relationships. And those of us who are lucky enough to call you a friend are very fortunate for it. So just want to say thank you for that. You're open for questions if somebody wants to reach out to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'll have a link to your information. Man, I wish you nothing but success. Can't wait to see you. I'll be seeing you hopefully in the next few weeks or next 2 months. Can't wait to see you catch up. And I can't wait to see what 2017 does for you and what you do to it. Man, take care.
Take care. Thank you, Steve.
You know, I just love this series because I'm catching up with people who kind of put together some plans. You know, think about when I interviewed them last. It was after Q4 2015, pretty much all of them. And you'll hear them all say they put plans together. They realized things weren't working right. They tweaked. They went back and retooled. And guess what? Their business has exploded. I think all of them just about doubled their business. Well, there's no deep thinking there. That's the thinking. They came up with the plan, and then they executed on the plan. I think that's the lesson. How many of us, me included, are guilty of working out a plan and then not following through because there's a new shiny object, there's a new course, there's a new this, there's a new that. Master what you're doing and then move on. That's the lesson. That's the lesson from all these guys. And again, give, 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 and you will get. ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com. Take care.
A goose messaged me and asked me, hey, could you make sure you mention Matt and Todd's fulfillment center? And I, of course, I would do that because, quite frankly, I use them too. In addition to using Brennan from Prime Zero Prep, I use Matt and Todd's fulfillment service. They are accepting clients. You heard Harvey say that's one thing that's really brought his business up. A goose will tell you the fulfillment center he uses at Matt and Todd's. And they call it Nationwide Fulfillment Services. It's in Delaware. The guy who runs it, Jesse Thompson, great guy, has helped me out a whole bunch of times. J. Thompson, that's THOMPSON at NFSDE.com, NFSDE.com. They are taking on a few more clients. So if that's something you're looking for, J. Thompson at NFSDE.com. I'll have a link on my website. A goose, I got it in for you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.